Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Kelly and I didn't get a full night's sleep, so we're moving a little slow.
Yeah, of course. Wyatt starts camp, well, Monday, and he has his first cold that he's had in, well, before COVID. So he woke up, he has a fever, low-grade fever, nothing crazy, super stuffy nose, crawls into bed with me around 2 a.m. Mama, I don't feel good. I have to take his temp. I have to figure out where the Tylenol is because I haven't had to use Tylenol.
Right.
In like a year and a half, and I'm out of practice. I'm like, oh my God, do we have apple juice? What's happening? What do I do now? Like,
right.
And so instantly.
I know, a lot of people haven't been sick, but yeah. There's stuff going around right now. Does he have to take a COVID test to go back to camp?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think I'm going to make him do it anyway, just to, you know.
Just so for peace of
mind.
For
peace of mind. I'm sure he's fine, but, you know, we are still sort of in this.
They're so easy now, too.
Yeah, you can do them right
available.
At Walgreens. Yeah.
Yeah, these are all things I never dealt with in my previous life until meeting my partner, Tim, who has kids. And do you guys experience this phenomenon where if you let the kids sleep in the bed, they take up more space than a normal size human?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a strange phenomenon of like science.
I've never seen.
It's like the strength of an ant. You know how like they're just remarkably strong.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like I was like, like two adults can sleep in this bed comfortably. You add one kid.
Right.
And it's like. It's a king size bed.
Yeah.
Right.
How is it? I'm on the edge. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you don't want to disturb
them.
Well,
they're
you'll
so
do anything
cute.
To accommodate
sweet.
Them.
At one point, the young one like rolled over and she's like snuggling on me. And I was like, just melted, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And I don't want to wake her up, but at the same time, I have literally 4 centimeters of bed.
Yeah. No.
You
and
know?
The sheet, you know, no blanket or sheet is even on. You might be on your toe. You're like freezing and shivering, but you know, you look at the little guy and she or he feels, you know, just so comfy.
I have to use both arms and both legs and push Wyatt at the same time to get him off of me and like away, like I can't move.
Yeah, the bulldozer move.
Yes.
Where you just kind of slowly slide them,
move
hoping you don't wake
down.
The beast. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it remarkable? It's like you're for such a little human.
Right.
How do you take up so much space?
It's crazy.
You know?
But they do look so cute.
I know. It was sweet.
And
they also sleep like sideways, too.
Yeah. Because
they're not used to sleeping with a pillow. Like, because, you know, for the first 3 years or whatever, they're in a crib or in this, like, you know, toddler bed without pillow because they're not used to it. And they get into your bed, and there's like 3 pillows. You know, we're all propped up, and they're like, "What is this?" And they sleep sideways.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Man, that's a good point. That's why they sleep sideways, Todd.
So I woke up, and in the morning to go to work, I'm the first one out of the bed, right?
Yeah.
And it was the two little ones and me and Tim.
Oh,
it was,
they were both.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really sweet, you know. And so we let them in bed, and we fall asleep. I woke up in the morning. And like one is like over leaning on me. I'm practically hanging off the bed. The other is like kind of at an angle, right?
Yeah.
Tim at this point has moved to the foot of the bed.
Right.
So my feet are somehow touching his, even though we were on opposite sides. So he's moved to the foot of the bed so that he could have a little bit more space. If I had taken a photo of it, it would have been like, do you guys have a frat party or something? Like it looked like a frat house in the morning.
We just pass out wherever we are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beer cans and, you know, a stained beer pong table. But at the same time, it's so sweet. You can't, you know.
It's not going to happen forever.
No, no. And it's certainly not happening every night.
Right.
But.
Yeah, you got to put your foot down.
But now and then, it's, you know.
Yep.
Can't say no. Oh, you know what? We could turn this into because a lot of parents deal with the kids in the bed and it's uncomfortable. And let's do a 3-word challenge. Describe it when the kids want to sleep with you for the night. In 3 words and 3 words only, mine would be frat party disaster.
I think mine is I hate tomorrow.
Mine would be oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
All right, let's see which one you like the best. Tiny Barnacle Boy.
Aw.
Morning Back Pains. Mm. My Personal Hell. Cutest Bed Bug. So that one's okay, yeah. Literally No Sleep. Not Getting Laid. Three-word challenge to describe when you let the kids stay in your bed. Back-breaking Tetris. please don't pee.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Please don't pee. I don't know how many times I say.
Call my chiropractor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starfish Fight Club. No sleep tonight. Squished, exhausted snuggles. Attached to boob. And this one, which is funny, three-word challenge to describe when you let the kids sleep in the bed. No, no, fine.
That's a good one.
That's it.
I think that's the winner. No, no, fine.
Yeah.